He is the head coach of the Westlake Chaparrals, Tony Salazar. Coach, how you doing today?
I'm doing great, Harge. How you doing today, man?
I'm doing outstanding. You're right in the thick of it. We got my man Chip Brown sitting in with us today.
Coach, how you doing?
Hey, Chip, how you doing, buddy? I'm doing great.
Hey, I'm excited to talk to you.
So we've been sitting in here. We've been trying to figure this all out. So you take over one of the best high school programs in the history of high school in Austin, Texas. Everything has been leading into this direction. You are a top defensive coordinator. You have been destroying people and keeping them under their season average every single week. What are you doing for an encore, my friend?
Well, we're going to try to win the first one. That's for dang sure. We'll start there. We got our hands full here in a couple of weeks with Ridge Point, talented football team out of south side of Houston, Missouri City, Texas. And we've been obviously studying their tape here the last few weeks and trying to get our football team ready for the challenge that lies ahead.
So, Tony, you've got, your defenses have been unbelievable. And I was joking with Harge that you're taking over for a legend that you helped make a legend. And how's the transition been from overseeing the defense to overseeing the whole program? I know the players love you and believe in you. So just tell us about the transition.
It's been fun. It's been smooth. I mean, my coaching staff is just, I can't say enough good things about them. And they're the reason that it is smooth. Guys are just stepping up. You know, obviously I got to step out of that defensive room a little bit. Jason Jones taking over as defensive coordinator. You'll see him on the sidelines coaching with a bunch of passion. He does so much for all of our programs, not just football. But he's right in the middle of it. Kirk Rogers taking over as their offensive coordinator, quarterback coach. And I've seen these guys flourish through the last 7 months. Spring football, early spring, and then obviously through the summer and these first 2 weeks of camp. It's been fun for me to get to sit back and watch these guys coach. And I'm just enjoying every day.
We're talking to head coach Tony Salazar of the Westlake Chaparrals. And, Coach, I wanted to talk about that offensive side of the ball. You've got a lot of talent that is out there, whether it's on the offensive line or playing the wide receiver position. But everybody wants to know about that quarterback position. I know in the past there have been times where Coach Dodge was playing four and five different quarterbacks, which was rare. Obviously, Kay Klubnik ended up taking over that position and running crazy with it and leading to a state championship. But it's going to be hard to replace someone like Kay Klubnik. But what do you have in store for your quarterback position this year?
Well, I think you alluded to it a little bit there. The fact that we do have talent at the wide receiver and the skill position. We've got four senior starting receivers that are all talented. Great House, obviously, the household name. Chambers, who's another team captain of ours, played a lot of football for us. Hunter Luke's in the slots, had a tremendous, spring and summer. And then we got Keaton Kubeka out wide. You know, he's a big, huge target at 6'3".
Huge.
5 pounds. Good-looking kid. You know, he's committed to Kansas. So we've got some talent, and that's what makes it easy for our quarterback is just we just got to get the ball to those guys and let those guys go to work. And they're all such physical blockers on the perimeter. You know, in practice, we're obviously going against each other, and, they're throwing the ball, negative 3-yard passes and scoring 70-yard touchdowns on us. And that's a testament to the grunt work the receivers are doing for each other and blocking and being unselfish and just, working their craft. And I can't say enough good things about them.
Well, Tony, by day I cover the Texas Longhorns, so selfishly I'm going to ask you about a few Westlake Chaparrals who are now Texas Longhorns. Connor Robertson, Ethan Burke, and Michael Taff, who was...
That's right. Legendary names in this high school.
Yeah. I mean, let's start with Taff. He was the host of Arch Manning on his official visit, 2-time state title game, defensive MVP. He looks fast to me. He's always in the right place, it looks like.
He's just a ball player, natural ball player, but he puts the work in. I mean, he's going to know the game. He's going to be a step ahead before they ever snap the football. He's going to eliminate, three-quarters of the possible outcomes before the ball's ever snapped. And a lot of times he's in position to make plays as opposed to react to plays. And that's a big thing that we teach our kids here at Westlake is, we play to make plays. We don't play, to not get beat. We play to win, all in the same. And that's our mentality. And I think Michael Taff is probably the best example of that. That kid is just a big-time game, big-time player. When the lights are the brightest, you know, he plays the best, but he's always consistent. Effort's always there. Connor Robinson, you mentioned that name. What a tremendous warrior that kid was for his last 2 years here at Westlake. There's a couple great ones from the sidelines there wearing burnt orange now.
Yeah. Yeah, and Ethan Burke, he's long. He's like, is he 6'7"?
Yeah, yeah, he is. He's a man amongst boys, you know, in high school, and obviously now he surrounds himself with others that are his size. And so, but yeah, he still had room to grow. You know, he kind of lost half a year there with a shoulder injury at the end of his junior year, beginning of his junior year. Otherwise, I think he would have been household name, you know, pretty much his entire senior year. But so much talent, headsy football player. I've seen him, you know, have JV game one time. I think he scored like 3 touchdowns on sacks, recovered fumbles, interceptions, returned for scores. It was like things you never heard of from a defensive lineman. So yeah, I'm rooting for those guys. Those are our kids. We're all family, and I wish them nothing but the best.
Well, Coach, we want to go back over to the defensive side, your specialty. I know you're kind of you're never going to remove yourself from the defensive side because that's how you got to where you are right now. But I want to talk a little bit about your defense. I mean, you got a lot of big name guys still on that defensive side. But what makes your defense so special? I know you and I have talked about this offline before, but talk to me a little bit about what makes this defense so unselfish to understand that they need to do what is asked of just them and not try to be a hero.
You know, I think that's it. We talk about, you know, obviously running to the ball, you know, team defense, you know, creating turnovers on defense. I mean, our goal board, if you guys look at it, it's our blueprint to win here at Westlake. And there's some crazy numbers on there. And if I had not lived it with these boys here and these coaches here, I probably would have never believed it. I mean, but when we talk about these kids, a goal every week is to hold the opponent 75 yards or less rushing. It all starts there for us on defense. It's the mentality of winning up front, the physical game of still old school running the football. And we're not going to allow a football team to do that so that we can let those 6'7" and 6'6" defensive ends go to work and cause quarterbacks to throw under duress, under pressure. Then hopefully, you know, we've always got talent in the skill positions here at Westlake. We have those 6-foot, 170-pound guys that are all obviously a lot of them that are, you know, academic all-state guys, and a lot of them playing in the Ivy League right now as starting safeties and corners. And they study the game and the students of the game. And like I said, we get them to play on their toes, to play downhill, to play fast. And we're pretty aggressive style of defense, which I think is a big shock to a lot of people that play us.
Right. And a lot of teams aren't always expecting that. And that's impressive, too.
Coach, Colton Vasek, this dude is looks like the truth. Tell us about Colton Vasek, and he's getting recruited pretty heavily.
Yeah, you know, coach's kid. I mean, it's coach's kid that, you know, he had talent. As growing up in middle school, he was quarterback. So he spent a lot of time playing quarterback until his freshman year. Freshman year, we kind of moved him to linebacker, and then from there, he didn't put his hand in the dirt until sophomore season. And so what you're seeing, obviously, is you know, 2.5 years of development as a defensive end. His dad is our defensive line coach and does a tremendous job. I mean, obviously, look at Ethan. He developed Ethan. And there have been several before them, both these two kids, that were, you know, 6'3", probably an inch or two under being recruited as big Division I football players. But they were, week in and week out, you know, the most productive players on the field.
Yeah, Dan Neal's son.
I mean, David Neal's come through here, but there's been so many good names.
Breckin Hager.
they come and go, but, you know, I think it's just with the mindset of our physical mindset here at Westlake of, you know, being the most physical team every single night, scrap it up. That's offense, defense, special teams. It doesn't change, and we've established that here at Westlake, and, you know, as long as it's under our watch, we're going to try to keep it that way.
Well, while you've been doing this, we're talking to Coach Salazar, the head coach of the Westlake Chaparrals. Before I let you go, Coach, I wanted to ask you a little bit about somebody that is on your team that a lot of people have yet to see that you say he's going to be a huge impact for what you're expecting to compete for this year.
Yeah, player who could surprise.
Yeah, there you go. That's a good one.
See, I like to stump you every once in a while.
Yeah, you do. You do. You have to. And, you know, I'm going to go offense.
Okay.
Give you one on offense and one on defense. On offense, I'm going to give you number 12 in the slot, Hunter Luke. He's a talent. He's also our punt returner, kick returner. I watched that guy catch punts, you know, like he was dropping a baby from 90 floors up. He has the softest, natural, smoothest hands, and obviously he's got shake and speed when he gets the ball in his hands. If we can block for him, I think he's going to make some hay in the punt return game, kick return game this year, and we'll give him the ball in the slot and let him run. And then on defense, we got a little Will linebacker. He's kind of worked his way up through our program. Was a safety once upon a time, was never really going to be maybe fast enough to be a safety, but he wasn't big enough to be a linebacker, but he's just willed himself into a player. And number 23, Nathan Blue. Every time I look at the film, he's just – his technique is on point. He's where he needs to be. And he's changed his body enough to where he can play 6A football as a linebacker, as an undersized linebacker. And I'm so proud of the kid, and I look for him to have a breakout year at the well linebacker position.
How big is he?
Shoot, Coach, let's see, 5'9", 190.
Yeah.
And that's all that heart that you keep talking about that you develop with these young kids that continue to play mean, aggressive style defense that you've been telling me about.
That's right. When he gets off the bus, nobody's going to pick him out and say that's the real linebacker. But I promise you, after the game's over with, they're going to know.
Yeah.
And that's all of our kids' mindset. I mean, I never heard the word, you know, the thought of being beat here at Westlake.
Is he ever coming to practice to say hey, or is he just out there at Horseshoe Bay all the time?
No, you know, he's a little bit all over the place, man. He's a man of many talents now. A lot of people to catch up with. Every time I check with him, he's going a different direction.
But, I love it.
No, he pops by as he comes through town occasionally. And obviously, you know, I think he's a week away from, you know, having stomach aches, maybe in first game week. He's not getting ready for it. I think this 105-degree temperature probably all right. Missing those practices probably all right. But man. I think about 7:30, you know, on August 26th, that's I think he'll be somewhere and he'll be watching, and it'll be fun for him to see his coaching staff and these kids, this community, hopefully continue, obviously, what he's established this place. And we're going to do it because these kids believe in our program, our coaches, and we're going to try to win as many as we can, guys, and we're going to make a run at it. And these kids want it, and so we're not backing down, and we're going to hit that river, run across that river as fast as we can, and run on top of that water and never feel it. And so we're going to keep going that way, and we'll see the chips fall where they may.
I love it, man, and I'm proud of you. Congratulations on getting that head job, but now the work starts in a couple weeks, and I know you're going to have your guys ready for it. I appreciate you jumping on with us today, my man.
You got it, guys.
Thanks Tony. So go get them.
Best of luck to him. There he is right there, the head coach of the Westlake Chaparrals. Coach Salazar taking over, like Chip said, for a legend in Todd Dodge that he helped become a legend. The couple of names to pay attention to, Hunter Luke and Nathan Blue. Make sure you keep those names in your mind because they're going for a fourth state championship in a row.